Hey, Eli, what do you see out of the Eagles' defensive line, Fletcher Cox and Benny Logan in that group? What are you seeing out of them?
They're playing good football. I think the defensive line's doing a good job getting pressure on the quarterback. Quarterbacks don't have a whole lot of time back there to let some of the routes unfold and guys getting open in second windows and stuff. So a lot of times just bringing four guys and still getting to the quarterback can make it tough on opposing offenses.
Eli, at a position where there are a lot of injuries, you've had an incredible streak of starts, and I know Peyton did for years too until he hurt his neck. Is it good genes or what is it?
I'm not entirely sure. I think a lot of it, I think, it's just your workout, your preparation during the off season, during the season, just trying to do everything you can to avoid the the preventable injuries and the hamstrings and pulls and strains and that kind of stuff, or just being your stretching and your maintenance work that you do. I think something just trying not to take hits, knowing your protections, not taking free hits off a blitzer. You think you're protected and you're really not. Just knowing your assignment of what your protection rules are, and then I guess the other part's got to be just. A little fortunate, and just not getting hit the right way, or just getting rolled up on.
Eli, statistically, this is your best start to a season yet. What's going well right now?
Well, I think I think we have the whole offense, all the players have a better understanding and a better feel for this offense than we did last year. We're protecting the football. We're not turning the ball over much. We're staying good down in distance. We're getting much more positive yards. We're not taking sacks. We're not having runs for negative yards. So guys are playing fast and making plays. And so we gotta keep doing that. We gotta keep finding completions and finding positive yards, staying in good down in distance, and convert on third down.
On that topic, what's gone into reducing the interception total?
Well, I think just trying to try to make smart decisions. I think just having a good feel for the offense, knowing where the ball's going, being able to get to your second and third reads if you have to. Just we've had leads, having a lot of it. You're not behind trying to force things and make plays because you feel you got to get something going, or you're trying to get the ball downfield to get chunks and so we've been in good situations in games where you don't have to force things to try to get back into it, and just being smart. I think the offensive line's done a great job protecting, so I'm not don't have a lot of throws where I'm getting hit or trying to throw it before the play has time to develop, and we've been in a good position to play smart.
Eli, you had a big game against them in the season finale last year, and obviously after that they went and changed three of their starting four defensive backs. What have you seen that's different in the way they're playing in the secondary this year?
Well, I feel like it looks like their secondary is playing well. They play a good bit of man coverage. They trust their defensive backs, outside on the corners, at the corner position to play man. And I think obviously went out in the off season, signed some guys to help that, and put a lot of confidence in them. And so we got to do a good job beating press coverage, beating man coverage, and winning our individual matchups.
Eli, how much of a boost is it for a quarterback to have one of the game's truly elite receivers like you have in Beckham?
Well, I think it's good to have good players around you, he's a good kid. He's a good player. He works really hard. He wants to be really good, and so it's fun having that enthusiasm and the way he practices and plays the game. That effort on the team, and that's contagious. It transfers over to other players, and they see the way he conducts his business and the way he plays hard and practices hard. So, I think having him can. You know, obviously, it gives you opportunities to get him the ball and have him make plays. And also, if teams want to focus on him, it opens up opportunities for other guys to make plays for us.
Eli, it seems like almost
every year, it seems like you have a big game here against the Eagles at night in prime time. You've had so many of these. Are you kind of used to dealing with the atmosphere that you get coming in here at this point?
Well, you know what to expect. It's going to be loud. They're going to be fired up. And yeah, prime time on Monday night, it should be a great atmosphere. And we got to make sure we have a couple of new guys who maybe haven't been in this atmosphere last year. You know, had some, I think guys experienced it. So it's good just knowing that it's going to be loud and our communication's got to be great. And we got to be good with our snap count and everybody on the same page and getting in and out of the huddle quickly just because it will be loud. That we'll get some interesting looks on defense, and we got to make sure we're all on the same page.
What did it mean for the team to be able to speak to Daniel Fells last Monday night?
Yeah, that was emotional for I think the whole team. Just knowing what he was going through that week before, there was still a lot of uncertainty. Once we got to Saturday night before the game, coach had told us he'd had a couple good days in a row, so that was good news to hear. Since then, we've kind of all a lot of us have been in touch with him, and he's going on now 4 and 5 good days in a row, which is outstanding. And so Danny's one of the he's a good guy, in the locker room and great personality, and everybody enjoys him being around, and it was tough to lose, a veteran guy and lose him and know him, scary what he was going through. So it was great to get the whole team, seeing him and coach present him the game ball on Monday.
When Victor Cruz got hurt here last year, Chip Kelly made a point to go to the hospital to visit him. Are you guys aware of that? And what's your reaction to that?
I was not aware of that, but that's a classy move, and obviously in this league, I think everybody has great respect for players and coaches, and you never want to see a player or anybody get hurt, and so that was I was not aware of that, but a classy move by the coach to go visit a opposing player when they get an injury.
Eli, do you know Sam Bradford at all? Is he someone you've crossed paths with at all?
Yeah, I've known Sam. When he was in college, he came down to our passing academy in Louisiana, and talked to him a few times after had some a shoulder injury in college, because I'd had a similar one, and so seen him, been in touch a little bit over the years, and know him a little bit, and seems to be playing, getting. Feel of a new offense and new things going on and playing good football.
Speaking of Louisiana, you got Larry Donnell, played at Grambling. It seems to be coming on for you. Can you talk a little bit about his development?
Yeah, Larry's a guy who's kind of come up the ranks, as they say, in practice squad and then making the team and getting a few catches here and there, and then all of a sudden last year becoming a starter, really the first time getting an extensive play. Made some plays, did some good things, had some things he needed to improve on, and I think he's made those adjustments and been conscious of building off the things he does well and fixing the things he needed to learn. Just hadn't had a whole lot of playing experience, even in college, and didn't have a whole lot of catches. And so I think everything's getting, still growing. But he is a talent, a big target. He works hard, has a good feel for this offense and the timing of it. And proud of the way he's been playing and making some plays and obviously making the catch last week.
Yeah. Thanks, Eli.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.